now, though, it's the last week of the presidential election campaign, with effectively only two candidates in the race. One Kerry councillor, however, who joins us on the line this morning, believes that when it comes to the whole process as to how local authorities allow presidential candidates to make their pitch to councillors when they want to get, if they seek a nomination. And of course, we should explain that if you want to run for president, you need support of 20 members of the Oireachtas, that is TDs or senators, or else the support of four local authorities. Didn't happen on this occasion that candidates were able to get through via local authorities, but you will remember that Kerry was one of two local authorities that allowed and gave their support to Gareth Sheridan. Now, Gareth Sheridan didn't get on the ballot paper ultimately for the presidential election because he only got the support of Kerry and Tipperary, not enough to get on the ballot paper. Jackie Healy-Ray, independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray for the Castle Island local electoral area, joins us on the line. And he's proposing that, and there'll be a lot of soul searching, a lot of discussion about how this whole presidential election and race and how people get nominated and don't get nominated, it will be discussed much and is already being discussed much and more so after Friday's election. But he is of the view that we also need to change the process in Kerry, which allows presidential candidates to make a full direct pitch to all councillors. Good morning to you, Jackie. How are you keeping this morning?
Good, thanks, Tressa. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Now, Jackie, a lot of talk about, obviously, the presidential election. It's the last week, but you want to take us back in time to around a month or so ago, to when candidates, potential prospective candidates, were making their pitch to you and the other members of Kerry County Council to ask for their support because they needed the support of a local authority, four local authorities to get on the presidential ballot. You are saying there needs to be changes. There needs to be a fresh look as to how business in this area is conducted by Kerry County Council. Tell us more.
Yes, Tressa. So about 2 months ago, and I've reflected on this over the last number of months, we had over 20 people who expressed interest in presenting to Kerry County Council to us in order to give us the opportunity to nominate them to be on the ballot for the upcoming presidential election being held on Friday. Of that 20, 14 actually came to present to us. And of that 14, I would describe four or five of them as being what I would call worthy of potentially being nominated by the council. And I'll remind the public in Kerry that Kerry County Council, despite some objection, was one of the few councils, one of three, I believe, that actually did give a nomination to a candidate to allow them to be on the ballot. Now, obviously, nobody actually ended up being on the ballot through the local authority route, but Kerry County Council was one of three that did give a nomination.
And in Kerry's instance, it was Gareth Sheridan, and he got nomination from Tipperary, but it wasn't enough because you need four nominations from councils to get on the presidential ballot.
Correct. And so what I'm proposing today is just simply a slight tweak in how we do our business in Kerry County Council. We are open to people who obviously want to come before us and present us. But Tressa, in my honest opinion, you know, you have to be serious. You have to be somebody that we can be happy to put ourselves our names behind in terms of simply allowing to pave the way. I believe that we can offer greater time and scrutiny to what I would describe as serious candidates if we tweak things. Basically, what I'm looking to tweak today is that if somebody is looking to obtain a nomination from Kerry County Council, in order to get permission to come before the council to give their presentation, that they must have one councillor, just one councillor, as a sponsor in order to allow them to come to present. Because, Trasa, at the moment, just to explain to the public, if you want to present to Kerry County Council as a candidate for the presidential election, the bar is quite low. You simply have to email the County Council. You have to prove that you're over 35 years of age. You have to prove that you're an Irish citizen. And you simply state, I'm running to be President of Ireland. And you get to come in before the council and you can present. I think it does... I think it's quite a low bar, to be honest. I don't think setting the threshold at having one councillor as a sponsor, again, in my estimation, we still would have had at least five people come before us on Kerry County Council had that threshold been there. It frees up what I'd call... councillors are busy people, to be blunt with you. And like, we sat in that chamber for over 4 or 5 hours that day. We were actually waiting for some of the candidates to come. We didn't know were some coming, were others not coming. The council, the staff in the council are very busy people. Over that whole weekend prior to that Monday meeting, there was emails flying around. On the Thursday beforehand, we had only, I think it was 10 people coming. Then by Friday, I think it was up to 15. Then over the weekend, it rose to 20 and only 14 ended up coming. So there was an awful lot of messing around going on. Whereas if candidates have to approach a minimum of one councillor in order to say, look, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, all I'm looking for is the chance to present, would you sponsor me to allow me just the simple chance to come in to give a presentation? And I think what it would do, it would do candidates more justice, because we were only to give a total of 15 minutes for the presentation and questions and answers when candidates came in. I believe if we had this in place, we could potentially give more time for candidates to give a presentation, but also more time to the actual councillors in order to question potential candidates. And it would obviously make the candidates, to be honest, Trasa, work a bit harder in order to get into the... Because again, that bar of simply having to send the council an email saying you're over 35, an Irish citizen, and that you want to run to be president, that is a very low bar, Trasa. So I think it's just a slight tweak. It's not what I would call debarring what I would describe as serious candidates from coming forward and obtaining a nomination from the local authority. Kerry County Council has already proved that we're willing, able to nominate and to give a nomination to somebody to run. But it's just a very slight technical tweak that we could actually improve things and give potential candidates a better opportunity to put their case forward to councillors.
Now, Jackie, that day, September the 8th, it was a long day for you and the other Kerry County councillors who heard from the candidates who set out their pitch, 14, as I think you said in the end. But they were given, each potential candidate who wanted to secure Kerry County Council's backing, they were given just 15 minutes to present their plans for the role and take questions from councillors. It's only 15 minutes. Now, taking it in the round, when you have 14 candidates, 14 voices to hear, that is a long day. But for the sake of one day, and for the sake of saying we are living in a democracy where people can put their name forward, and we're not going to put these bars or these blocks to their attempts to get on the ballot paper, isn't it worth it for democracy?
Well, I remember leaving the chamber that day, and I said to one of my council colleagues, I said, well, don't let anybody tell me that democracy isn't alive and well in Ireland when you simply, all you have to do is to send an email to the local authority and you get in before 33 councillors and to say that I'm running for president. The bar is quite low, and I think that we're doing a disservice to what I would describe as serious candidates by not allowing them to have more time.
But it's only one day, Jackie. And also, like, how what you may define as a serious candidate, another person may say this potential candidate has very serious concerns that are not being addressed by the mainstream, for example.
I take that point by you. And my answer to that is, if you're serious about running for President of Ireland, the very first time that people should be hearing from you shouldn't be when you're coming into Kerry County Council expecting to receive a nomination from 33 people. And that the councillors in front of you don't know you, don't have a clue who you are, don't know what you're about, don't know what you stand for, and never heard of you before in their life. The person that was nominated from Kerry County Council, I never heard of that person before. I never heard of that person before about 6 or 7 months ago when that person first contacted me. And they asked to meet me. They met me twice before the nomination was done. And I had multiple conversations with them on the phone. Only two other people who came before us did that. So, Tress, I think it's very disingenuous for people who are expecting to hold the highest office in this land to think that they can come before a local authority and have no, what I'd call, groundwork done with the councillors. I think it's disrespectful to the local authority members in thinking that we're some pack of fools that will say, oh yeah, sure, I never heard, I don't know anything about you, I don't know what you're, but you were after giving a nice speech there with a few sound bites, yeah, we'll give you a nomination. That's not how I do politics, and that's not how I was taught how to do politics, because again, I think you have to put in the effort, you have to put in the work. If you're serious about getting any job in life, you have to put in the work. And simply sending an email on a Friday to the local authority saying, oh yeah, I'm over 35 and I'm an Irish citizen, I'm running to be president, I thought about it there last week, and you know, I want to run, and to come in then to the council and say, oh, give me a nomination there, lads, because you know, I thought about this last week, and you know, I think I'd make a great president. I think that actually is disrespectful to the office, and it's disrespectful to the local authority members who you're expecting to take you at face value when they don't know anything about you. I just don't think it's proper business, Tressa. I don't think it's right. And I think that what I'm proposing today is a very, very, very low bar as well. But again, it's about not setting the threshold so high that people will find it difficult to obtain. Again, what I almost know for a fact is that had this bar been in place beforehand, we still would have had a minimum of 5 people before us to adjudicate on. And I think that we would have been able to give those people far more time than we were able to give them and give far more scrutiny. And again, it would make any potential candidate know, oh, well, if we're going to Kerry, we'll have to talk to the councillors because, you know, they have this thing in place. So we better get cracking and making sure that they know what we're about and who we are.
So Jackie Healy-Ray, Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, what you want is a change being made by Kerry County Council so that when there is a presidential election 7 years from now, any prospective candidates seeking a nomination from Kerry County Council would have to secure the sponsorship of at least one elected member, a councillor, yes, in order to be allowed to make a presentation to the full council. Can I ask with you, are there any sort of wider implications, as in does that need to be changed at a legislative level? Is this solely an administrative change required by Kerry County Council, as in there's no sort of legislative or legal, correct, implications for this? It's solely an administrative change that you want seen introduced by Kerry County Council?
Correct, Tressa. This isn't anything new. In some local authorities across the country, I won't name this specific council, but I know it's one of the Dublin local authorities, you have to have 4 councillors in order to get in the door to present. I believe that threshold is a bit high when you have 33 councillors having, I think one is very reasonable. If 33 people want to come before us, and if every councillor wants to give the sponsorship, as I say, because again, it's again coming back to the democratic process. It's ensuring that there is a bit of a bar there. It's ensuring that, you know, people have to put in the effort if they want to come before the council and at least talk to one, if not a few more councillors. And in your question that you asked just a second ago, no, my understanding is that it is simply a change to the standing orders of Kerry County Council to put this in place. It has no implications legally or in legislative terms. It's simply a change to the standing orders. It's nothing new. Other local authorities across the country have a far higher bar than Kerry County Council would have if this is adopted today.
And finally, Jackie, unfortunately, we're short for time, but if I can put, you said bar there, and I think bar is ambiguous. And if you could answer me as briefly as you can in the time that we have. When you say bar, I take it that you mean you want this change introduced so that potential candidates, potential presidential candidates, need to reach a certain level, a certain basic degree of evidence to show that they're serious about running for the president and that they're serious about this. But other people, when they hear the word bar, they won't think about indicating how serious you are and showing how serious you are in taking up the time of elected representatives. Other people might say a bar is simply a block. And that in these times of democracy, when you see democracy under threat in the United States and in Hungary and places that are ostensibly democracies, is that the wisest thing to do? Does that feed into the narrative put forward by some extremists that we're run by elites and only the elites get to run and anyone else with something different to say will be blocked out?
I'll answer that for you. When I want to put myself on a ballot paper and run for the local authority, I canvass every single door in my electoral area. I start in, the election might be in May or June, and I start 6 or 7 months beforehand. And when people hear from me, they're not hearing from me the week before. We had some candidates who came before, potential candidates, that came before Kerry County Council. And when I asked them, why is now the first time that we're hearing from you? Oh, we only decided last week after discussing with my family that I'll run or that I'll try and run. That's not a serious person, Tressa.
In your opinion, correct.
They
could have been weighing it up, over many months, over many years.
They could have been, but over that many months, what they should have been doing, if they were serious about getting a nomination from a local authority, they should have been canvassing local authority members, not just in Kerry, but across the country. And just a brief word on democracy. Yeah. I was one of the few people in Kerry County Council who put my name to ensure that we did allow somebody to be nominated, because other local authority members didn't want anybody nominated from Kerry County Council. And we've ended up in a situation now where we've only two candidates on the ballot, and that people across the country feel that they've been denied a choice of a wider variety of candidates. I was one of the councillors that wanted to ensure that, even though I wasn't backing that prospective candidate, I wanted that person the opportunity to be allowed to be on the ballot, even though I wasn't voting for them.
Okay.
My father, Michael Healy-Ray, nominated Maria Steen, even though that he wasn't. So democracy is alive and well, but we have to have a bit of standards, is what I would describe it as, Tressa.
Well, we'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much for coming on Radio Kerry this morning and speaking to us on the Kerry Today programme. Kerry County Councillor, Independent Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. He wants in the future, for future presidential elections, that anyone who wants to run for the presidency and who wants to seek a nomination from Kerry County Council, they need to secure the sponsorship of at least one other, from one elected member of the local authority of Kerry County Council, in order to be allowed to make a full presentation to councillors. What do you make of that?